Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah. We praise your name, O Lord. Hallelujah. For you are worthy to be praised. Amen, amen. You just tuned into Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. I am your host, Ministry. I ain't coming to mind. Call a neighbor, call a friend, email, text them, tweet them, hit them up on Facebook, and let them know that we're on the air live. Want to welcome our listeners to the show today, a Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries. Amen. Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministry is under the leadership of Prophet Yvonne Ryle, the founder and the president of Without Walls Worldwide Ministries. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this day, O God. We thank you for everything that you have allowed us to have. We thank you for life. We thank you for our roof over our head. We thank you for the clothes on our back, our shoes on our feet, food to eat, O God, because we know, God, that you are able, God, to provide, and we said thank you, Father. We thank you for what you're going to do for us in advance, O Father. Father, you are worthy to be praised, O God. O Father, we honor you, we worship you, we praise you, we praise you, we worship you, O God, for you are worthy, O God. O Father, God, we thank you for Jesus. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, O Father. We thank you for the blood that Jesus shed it over 2,000 years ago, O Father, that we might be saved, healed, delivered, and set free, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. O God, we thank you for being a provider, O Father. We thank you for making a way out of no way, O God. We thank you, O God, for all things. O God, we praise you. We worship you, 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 God, for you worthy to be praised, O God. Oh, Father God, we pray for all the sick and all the shut-ins all over the world, oh, Father. We pray for the bereaved family, Father, that you will uplift them and comfort them, oh, Father, in their time of sorrow, oh, God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for life. We thank you for eternal life, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Because Jesus came, lived, and died, and rose again, that we might have life, oh, God. We thank you, oh, Father, for Jesus, oh, God. We thank you for your love, oh, God. We thank you for your manifested love, oh, God. Jesus Christ coming in the flesh, oh, God. Thank you for Jesus, oh, God, for he is the only way that one might be saved, oh, God. Oh, God, we praise you. We praise you. We praise your mighty name, oh, Father, for you are worthy. Oh, Father, all these things we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Glory, hallelujah. The scripture reading will come from Luke chapter 1. The key scripture is verse number 37. And the word of God reads, for with God nothing shall be impossible. And we're going to stop right there with this scripture as our key scripture. The title of the message, with God nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Glory to God. In your own devotional time, if you will go back and read this complete chapter and also read the chapter afterwards, so you can get the whole picture of what Luke is saying in the word. Amen, amen. Because we know that it is the word that we need. It's the word that's going to keep us. Oh, it's the word that protects us. It's the word that has everything that we need. It's in the word of God. Amen, amen. Luke is telling us in this particular passage about the birth of John and the birth of Jesus and how it came about. As you read the passage, it tells us that an angel came to Zechariah and told Zechariah that his wife Elizabeth would have a son, and that son's name would be John. Well, Zechariah, being a man of old age, and also his wife being in the years which they call barren, but she could not have a child, or had not had a child in her younger days, and now she was old. And Zechariah said to the angel, Gabriel, Riley said, you know, in other words, you know, I'm an old man now. And my wife, she's old. So we ain't trying to have no baby in our old age. And, you know, it's like he just could not see that at this particular time and season in his life, God had ordained for this to take place. Because, see, she could not have a child in her younger age. And when the angel came to him and told him that his wife would have this child, and she did have this child, even though she had been barren all of those years in her life, it was a certain time, a season appointed for God to do the impossible. Amen. Glory to God. And she did give birth to a son. Oftentimes in our life, we have places in our life that are barren. A barren place is where there's no production. We are not producing what we need to produce there. It's a lot of darkness there. It's dry place. It's not an abundance of anything. It's just a dead place. And you can imagine her being all these many years wanting to have a son and could not have a son, or just having a child and was not able to do it. Then an angel come and said, you're going to have a child? Oh, glory, hallelujah. But what you have to realize, that God can do all things. All things are possible through him. And as Luke continues to tell the story, he even talks about Mary and talks about the birth of Christ and how he would be conceived. And the Bible says that Gabriel also went to Mary and told Mary, you are going to have a son, and his name will be called Jesus. Well, Mary, and you can just imagine the angel telling her, you know, you're going to have a child, and Mary saying to herself, now, how can this be that I have not had a relationship with a man? And the angel began to explain to her how the Holy Spirit would overtake her, and she would be conceived the Son of God. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. The impossible happened. Can you imagine Mary at this time of her life? She was supposed to get married. You know, she was a virgin. You know, back in that time, you know, it ain't like today, you know, a lot of babies are being born out of wedlock. But in this time, you know, you just didn't do that. You didn't do that, you know. Even when Elizabeth could not have a child, it was kind of like a shame when you could not bear a child. But God turned all that around, all of that around. You know, can you imagine Elizabeth having a child and she was barren? See, God can take anything that's barren in our lives, anything that is dry, anything that is coming against us, any type of thing that we're liking in our lives, whether it's finances, whether relationship, whatever it is, people coming against us on the left and on the right, in the back and the front, people speaking things over your life, all type of curses, all kind of evil work going on around you in the land where it's barren. It's many evil things that are going on there. Life. And see, the devil wants to keep you in a place of life because he don't want things to come forth that God had promised. When God began to work, and whatever God has promised you, you may be in a barren land, but God is going to make a way out of no way, because all things are possible with God. It didn't say in this scripture that some things, a few things, he can handle a little thing. It said God can handle all things. God handled the impossible. See, she could not have a child, but she gave birth to a child. Mary had a baby and had not been with a man. This was the impossible. See, you have to believe in the impossible. Whatever God has told you, and whatever God has promised you, and whatever he has ordained for you to do, if you will believe in the impossible, and know that all things are possible in him. It's nothing that he cannot do. It's nothing that God cannot do. Because he has all power in his hand. And see, as I read the script,
understand why, Lord, we don't understand why. But when we're in those places, God is working on us. He's getting us ready to do great work. Because, see, John was a great prophet. Amen. Glory to God. And John, he grew up and became a man. He preached the gospel. He preached repentance. And not only did he preach repentance, he prepared the way for Jesus. And it's the same thing with Mary. Mary was a younger woman. Her womb was fruitful. But just like John, Jesus came to prepare the way for the lost sinners. Because the Bible says all of us have sinned and fell short of the glory of God. Amen. Glory to God. And it was because that Jesus came through the impossible. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. It was impossible for her to conceive without a man. It was impossible for Elizabeth to become pregnant, even though she was barren and she was old. And it was in that time of life where you should not have been having children. But God had a plan and a purpose and a time and a season for everything in your life. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Jesus came. He paved the way that we might be saved, that we might be healed, delivered, and set free. Even in his ministry, Jesus' ministry was not barren. In other words, he didn't have a ministry that wasn't being healed, delivered, and set free. Jesus had a ministry where people were healed, where people were delivered, where people were set free from whatever was coming against them in the barren land. Hallelujah. God is getting ready to bring forth a mighty army of soldiers. Glory, hallelujah, that's been in a barren land. But he's getting them ready because the Messiah is soon to return. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. Just like John paved the way. Just like Jesus paved the way. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. See, it's about to be some revivals where people are going to truly get healed and delivered. It's going to be some casting out of demons. There is going to be where people will be healed. Because, see, the Bible tells us in John 9, it was a man that was blind. And the disciples asked the master, he said, why was this man born blind? Was the sin of his parents or was it his sin? And God's son said, neither. He said, it was because that God's great work could be manifest. See, God is about to perform some miracles all over this world. He is about to perform the impossible. Oh, glory, hallelujah. You're going to see people and you're going to see ministry. Glory, hallelujah. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus. Just like Without Walls Worldwide Ministry, a true prophet of God, Prophetess Yvonne. I remember we did our first Friday night prayer, and she prayed for somebody, and she told the demon to get out. She said, get out. See, you're going to have ministries like that where the prophets are true, and they can cast out demons, and they ain't afraid of them. Glory, hallelujah to Jesus. God wants you to know, I'm running out of time, that you are no longer in a barren land. He said, all of those that belong to him, he's calling forth his people to go forth. And they're going to do a mighty work in his name. There's going to be signs and wonders in places where they've never been before. In the barren places where people are not being healed, where people are not being delivered. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for what you're about to do. Oh, glory, hallelujah. If God says it, it is so. Because he said in his word, whatever he says out, whatever, when his word goes forth, it will not return void. Glory, hallelujah. It may be barren in your life, but I come to tell you in the name of Jesus, there ain't going to be no barren no more. God is making a way, he's making highways, and he's opening doors. Glory, hallelujah. You stay faithful in the Lord. Amen. I don't want to close out the show without doing the invitation. Amen. Glory to God. If you have not accepted Jesus as your Lord and Savior, ask him to come into your heart and be your Lord and Savior. Say this prayer. Lord, I am a sinner in the need of a Savior. Lord, forgive me of my sin. I believe and confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead. And if you said this prayer and honestly do repent of your sin, be saved, change your life today, find your Bible, believe in church, and begin to read it and develop your relationship with Christ. Leave me a message on Facebook or Blog Talk Radio. If you have given your life to Christ, welcome to the body of Christ. Know that God loves you. Know that whatever you're going through and whatever that's coming against you, know that God is able. Know that he can do all things. All things through him is possible. He is a possible God. It's nothing that he cannot do. It's nothing that he cannot do. He can heal, he can deliver, and he can set free. You just got to believe in the impossible. You got to believe in the possible. You got to believe that he is. You got to believe in the Son. You got to believe in Jesus, because Jesus is the only way to life. He is the truth and the life.